Dante Women's Center has a unique program for women who want to learn expression through writing and song. We spoke with Tara Blanchette of Avante Women's Center, who told us about the group and their plans. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Tim.
Welcome to CIDI.
Thank you.
Pretend I don't know anything about Avante so that our listeners can get a little background and tell us perhaps what is this organization and what does it do?
Okay, well, Avante Women's Center was created in 1997. Initially by a group of rural women. The name Avante itself is an Italian word which means forward.
Forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're dedicated to helping women, English-speaking women in the Brome-Missisquoi area to move forward, to be empowered, and to improve their lives. A lot of it's through education, popular education, activities, counseling, community support, advocacy.
Was this due to specific problems that you were addressing or just a general feeling that women were under-supported?
I think for the English-speaking community, there was a lack of services at the time, and they were quite isolated, being that it's a very rural community. So it gave women an opportunity to come together and support each other.
And how did the start happen? What did you do? Did you start organizing your first events immediately, or...
Okay, you're asking some questions that I'm not sure I'll be able to answer because,
okay,
I wasn't there. But from, I think it started quite slow. It was, there was a social worker, I believe, from Montreal who was involved in creating it, and some local women in Bedford and the rural areas around, English speaking. They started with, I think it was sewing circles, crochet, those kind of things. Cooking together.
Yeah, potluck suppers. I used to announce them.
Oh, did you? Yeah. So you might know even more than I do about it.
Well, if I went back through my notes, I would, but that's going back a ways now. So what are your focuses now, and what are your programs that you've got going?
Well, now we have quite a full calendar of activities for women. We're trying to reach out. Also, we have a new youth outreach facilitator who's reaching out to the schools. So we're going into the schools to reach the young women 14 to 25 years old. And we also have a culture outreach support. So that is more for the migrant women who are in our neighborhoods and who need support as well.
For integration and to meet people, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah. Right, to create community and welcome them, include. I don't like the word integrate as much as the word include.
Include, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good wording.
Yeah, a little less colonial sounding. Yeah. Yeah, what else do we have? We have a very full calendar of activities. We are doing, we still maintain the crochet and sewing and quilting. We have a lot of cooking. There's a lot of community partners that come in.
And like? They,
like Horizon Porel, for example.
Okay.
On the December 2nd, we just had a beautiful day with them and Cercle des Sirènes to celebrate the 12 days of violence against violence for women. So they came in and they did, we had Betty from Horizon Porel discussing the different types of violence. And then we had a self-defense class given by Cercle des Sirènes, which was fantastic. So everyone who was there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What art does he practice, or she?
It was a form, was it Aikido?
Okay.
And also Jiu-Jitsu. She was quite well
adept.
Decorated. Mm-hmm. Yes, quite adept, but very passionate about her mission in empowering women to protect themselves and be safe in this world.
Now let's talk about the future. You've got a big program coming up called...
Yes, Still We Rise.
Still We Rise.
Yes.
And that's the one that caught my eye. I wanted to know more about it, partly because my brother was a spoken word artist in Montreal and also a promoter of spoken word artists. He put on shows and recorded and published their stuff, including his own, for decades, and unfortunately died a couple of years ago. But other people seem to be carrying on, and there's a huge spoken word movement there now. In fact, he performed down here with somebody who's involved in your program, and that was Sarah Biggs, when the original Letters to Knowlton Festival had not yet become the Knowlton Literary Festival. So that's how I got interested in this. And now tell me about the program.
Amazing. Well, first, sorry about your brother.
Yeah, thanks.
So I applied for this. It's a grant that we received from the federal government for official language minorities and supporting them. And so I applied for a grant that was approved.
So this was your idea? Or?
It was, yes.
Oh, good for you. So you got this idea, you applied for funding.
I applied for funding, yeah. So, and it came through, and I thought we weren't going to get it. It came through late, and we just started planning as soon as possible to make it work. So I was able to get two fantastic artists. One is Anne Paré. She'll be doing a 6-week creative writing course with the participants, helping them to craft like a poem or story or a song that they feel represents them, represents their story. And then there'll be 4 weeks of performance training with Sina the Queen. That's her stage name. Mm-hmm. And she is a spoken word artist, very proficient one in Montreal right now, and she's doing fantastic things. Hmm. So, yeah.
Great. And Sarah Biggs is involved.
Yes.
What's she doing?
Sarah Biggs will be the host of the... So all of this, these courses culminate into a show on March 14th, and Sarah Biggs will be our host.
Okay.
Yeah, and she'll also be performing a song for us that night.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And I've seen her perform in the Lakeview Hotel here in Knowlton a couple of times.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, she puts on her own shows, hires the musicians, and then books the hall and takes the chance, you know.
Oh, amazing.
And they're always full of people because she's good.
I'm looking forward to hearing. I've only heard some of her songs on Spotify. I haven't seen her live yet, so I'm looking forward to...
Well, listen to CIDI. We pick her up once in a while.
Okay.
So anything else coming up for the future that we should know about?
What else is coming up? This is a major one because it's going to last from January all the way to March. Besides that, what do we have going on? We have our youth program happening at Campus Brome Missisquoi. We'll have a 6-week program there on this topic of mental health and anxiety for young women. So that'll be starting at the end of January, I believe. And we have Girls World, which is with younger girls at Butler Elementary. That will be happening in February.
And what does that involve?
That's young girls in grade, I think it's grade 6. They come, 5 and 6, they come to Avante, which is like just a little walk away in Bedford. And they have activities that are guided with some of our members. So it's a mixed generational activity where the girls can cook and they learn how to sew and they learn how, this year they're going to learn carpentry.
So you do get non-traditional too.
Yeah, of course we do. Of course we do, because a lot of girls are non-traditional. So we got to, you know, make sure everyone has something for them.
Mm-hmm. So how did you get involved with the group?
Okay, this is an interesting story. I moved from Montreal about a year and a half ago. I moved to Phillipsburg, which is a beautiful area, and fell in love with. And I started volunteering at a bunch of organizations. One was the Legion, one was Café Sans Frontières, one was Butler Elementary Breakfast Club. Anyways, I just started getting involved in the community. And this way I met some people who then asked if I'd be interested in joining the board of directors of Avante, which I did in November of last year. And Avante was going through some transition after the retirement of Gail Reichert, who was there for 22 years, and she was a force. So they're having some transition difficulties finding someone to fill those amazingly big shoes. So I stepped in on the board of directors and eventually stepped in as an interim director, and things went well enough that I'm still there.
Okay.
And I've stayed on as a permanent director now.
So. What's your background?
My background's in education. So I worked for 13 years at Lester B. Pearson School Board with children who have special needs and special education. And then after that, I left them in around 2018, 2019, started my own business, which is called Le Petit Renault, Little Tutoring.
Doing?
Tutoring.
Oh.
For children in grades 1 to 7. So English, French, and math. I've been doing that online, and that has been my main bread and butter on top of a few little side projects here and there, little creative things, yeah.
Well, we're getting close to where we should be, but let's see, what else can we get into? Do you have any other issues?
Let me see, what can I tell you? Well, the Buy the Still We Buys project.
Yeah, we could talk about any of the individual projects.
Okay.
Some of them you just named but didn't really get into.
Okay.
Talk about cooking.
Okay.
You're teaching it and putting on potlucks?
We do have, every month we have a soup cafe. So we have one of our members, her name is Sharon. She's also on our board of directors. She is an incredible cook. And so she comes in and We plan a recipe together. We make soup, a massive soup, and everyone comes in and has a cup of soup and some bread and some desserts, whatever people bring in. And we get together. That's every month during the winter months. So that's on our calendar as well. Everyone is welcome. What else? We have cultural nights with Sam, who is our cultural outreach programmer, facilitator. She will share. She's Mexican.
Do you want to say her title over since you
split
it and didn't complete it the second time?
Sure. Okay, so Sam, who is our partners communication and cultural outreach facilitator.
Wow.
Yeah. So she, being Mexican, she's been here 3 years, 4 years now, and she shares her culture with us. So she's made enchiladas for the ladies, and we've had sopa de tortilla, which is an amazing hit, and some fantastic soup, nice hot soup with tortillas. We've done a couple of little things.
How about the sewing?
Sewing, yes. Quilting. Where there's quite a bit of quilting going on at Avante.
It seems to be a popular activity around here. There's a few quilting groups.
There is, yes. And at Avante, there's a group that participates with to commemorate. I'm drawing a blank. When for Native women, the disappearance to celebrate, not to celebrate, to commemorate the disappearance and the residential schools. Once a year, there's a specific day.
There's a word for it. Truth and Reconciliation.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
So for that celebration of Truth and Reconciliation, they partner with a group of women. I think it's in Ontario, Timmins, Ontario, if I'm not mistaken. And we do they make a bunch of quilts that they give to survivors from the residential schools.
Huh.
And so we participate in that as well.
Huh. Do you have Native members from around here?
Native?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of.
No kidding.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, there aren't that many Natives in the area, but it was originally apparently Abnaki hunting ground. So.
Oh, amazing.
It's being acknowledged in more and more ways by people like the Brome County Historical Society and others, stating that we're occupying what were formerly their lands. So.
October, I could tell you about at the end of October, part of the Still We Rise fund, it was three parts, and one part of it was to go to an artisan. Her name is Sonia Cabana. She's in Bromont, and she has something called Mikinak drums that she started, and you can make your own authentic frame drum.
Huh.
So 15 women went October 27th, and we spent the day with her, and we each made our own frame drum. And it was a really beautiful experience. She has a teepee on her land, and we start in the teepee.
Huh.
We're all sitting around the fire and passing around the talking stick, which is an antler, and talking about our intentions for the day before we begin. And she gave us the meaning, being she's a Métis descendant. So she gave us a lot of the background of the meaning of the frame drum and how it is medicine for women. It has been for many, many years, but it's been something that has been kind of stolen by patriarchy, colonialism over the years. So it was really special for these 15 women to reclaim this power through creating, crafting our own drums. And eventually we hope to have a drum circle steady at Avante.
I was going to ask if you put on shows.
We may eventually. Stay tuned.
Okay. Well, we've probably got most of what we need. Any final comments or... How can people help out Avante?
Sure.
With donations, with whatever, with volunteering?
Yeah.
Other than just members, what can the public do for you?
The public is always welcome to send donations. They could also bring clothing. We have thrift sales, whatnot. So if there's clothing you don't need, you can drop it off at Avante. We'll be welcome to take it. What else? If you there's food, non-perishables that you'd like to share as well, we can make sure it gets into the right hands. We have a small emergency food shelf.
You know, these are all interesting things, however small they might be. So keep going if you can.
Yeah. Also, we accept volunteers. I have a project that's coming up quite soon where we'll be doing friendship calls to the CHSLDs in the Brome-Missisquoi area, to all the English residents.
Hmm.
And so we're accepting volunteers who would be willing to make a phone call once a week to someone, just to chit chat in their language and speak about how they're doing and just have a friendly voice on the other side so they're not so isolated.
What a great idea.
Thanks.
So how do people contact Avante?
You can contact Avante on our website. It's www.awcenter.com or by phone 450-248-0530. There's also social media. We have a Facebook page, Avante Women's Center.
And in Bedford, you're at?
We're at 9 de la Rivière in Bedford on the corner of Clay's, right across from the Proxim.
Okay, great. I think we got a lot of information into that.
Township's Daily News Bits is funded by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Government of Canada.